On a black background, words appear in gold letters, Walt Disney Pictures presents. Dappled sunlight streams through a lush pine forest. A deer drinks from blue water gurgling from a gentle waterfall. Green grass blankets the ground. Red roses wind around tree trunks. A turreted castle perches on a mountain. Roses and purple wisteria hang on the outer walls.
Once upon a time, in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a shining castle. Although he had everything his heart desired, the prince was spoiled, selfish, and unkind. But then, one winter's night, an old beggar woman came to the castle and offered him a single rose in return for shelter from the bitter cold. Repulsed by her haggard appearance, the prince sneered at the gift and turned the old woman away. But she warned him not to be deceived by appearances, for beauty is found within. And when he dismissed her again, the old woman's ugliness melted away to reveal a beautiful enchantress. The prince tried to apologize, but it was too late, for she had seen that there was no love in his heart. And as punishment, she transformed him into a hideous beast and placed a powerful spell on the castle and all who lived there. Ashamed of his monstrous form, the beast concealed himself inside his castle with a magic mirror as his only window to the outside world. The rose she had offered was truly an enchanted rose which would bloom until his 21st year. If he could learn to love another and earn her love in return by the time the last petal fell, then the spell would be broken. If not, he would be doomed to remain a beast for all time. As the years passed, he fell into despair and lost all hope. For who could ever learn to love a beast?
The castle stands shrouded in darkness and gray clouds. Withered plants hang limply. Words appear in red cursive letters, beauty, in gray bold letters, and the beast. On the pointy roof of a tilted stone house, a windmill turns gears. A bucket hangs from a rope through an open window leading to a stone well. A chestnut-haired, brown-eyed young woman skips out of the house wearing a white billowy top underneath a sky-blue dress with a white apron.
Little town, it's a quiet village. Every day, like the one before. Little town, full of little people, waking up to say...
Bonjour!
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 There goes the baker with his tray, like always. The same old bread and rolls to sell. Every morning just the same, since the morning that we came to this poor provincial town.
Good morning, Belle.
Morning, monsieur.
Where are you off to?
The bookshop. I just finished the most wonderful story about a beanstalk and an ogre and
a... That's nice. Marie! The baguettes! Hurry up!
Look, there she goes. The girl is strange. No question. She's ready, can't you tell?
You're the part of any crowd.
Cause her head's upon some cloud.
No denying she's a funny girl.
How is your family?
Bonjour.
Good day.
How is your wife? I need 6 eggs.
That's too expensive.
There must be more than this provincial life.
Ah, Belle.
Good morning. I've come to return the book I borrowed.
Finished already?
Oh, I couldn't put it down. Have you got anything new?
Not since yesterday.
That's all right. I'll borrow this one.
That one? But you've read it twice.
Well, it's my favorite. Borrow places, daring sword fights, magic spells, a prince in disguise.
If you like it all that much, it's yours.
But, sir...
I insist.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Look, there she goes. The girl is so
peculiar. I wonder if she's feeling
with a dream before.
And her nose stuck in a book.
What a puzzle to the rest of us is there.
Oh, is it there somewhere? part because you'll see.
No wonder that her name means beauty. Her looks have got no parallel.
But behind that fair facade, I'm afraid she's rather odd. Very different from the rest of us.
She's nothing like the rest of us.
Geese fly overhead. A squat man with a brown overcoat and bulbous nose holds a sack open. A brawny man holds a gun.
Wow, you didn't miss a shot, Gaston! You're the greatest hunter in the whole world!
I know.
No beast alive stands a chance against you. And no girl for that matter.
It's true, Fu. And I've got my sight set on that one.
The inventor's daughter?
She's the one. The lucky girl I'm going to marry.
But she...
The most beautiful girl in town.
I know, but...
That makes her the best. And don't I deserve the best?
Well, of course. I mean, you do, but I'm just...
Right from the moment when I met her, saw her, I said she's gorgeous and I fell. Here in town, there's only she who is beautiful as me. So I'm making plans to woo and marry Belle.
Look there, he goes. Isn't he dreaming? Mr. Ah. Oh, he's so cute. He's still my heart. I'm hardly breathing. He's such a tall, dark, strong, and handsome.
Oh, so I know.
You did, maybe.
You call this big?
What hurt me, Chris? 10 yards.
Excuse me. Please let me through.
It's red. It's stained.
Nice now.
Madame's mistake.
There must be more than this provincial life.
Just watch. I'm going to make Belle my wife.
Look, there she goes, a girl who's strange, but special. Most peculiar mademoiselle. It's a pity and a sin she doesn't quite fit in. But she really is a funny girl. A beauty but a funny girl. She really is a funny girl.
Belle walks reading her book. Gaston in a red tunic and brown tights jumps in front of her.
Hello, Belle.
Bonjour, Gaston. Gaston, may I have my book, please?
How can you read this? There's no pictures.
Well, some people use their imagination.
Belle, it's about time you got your head out of those books and paid attention to more important things.
He tosses the book.
Like me.
Three blondes smile.
The whole town's talking about it. It's not right for a woman to read. Soon she starts getting ideas and thinking.
Gaston, you are positively primeval.
Why, thank you, Belle. What do you say you and me take a walk over to the tavern and take a look at my trophies?
Maybe some other time.
What's wrong with her?
She's crazy.
He's gorgeous.
Please, Gaston, I can't. I have to get home to help my father. Goodbye.
That crazy old loon, he needs all the help he can get.
Don't talk about my father that way.
Yeah, don't talk about her father that way.
My father is not crazy. He's a genius.
Smoke pours from the basement doors of Belle's house. She hurries home. In the workshop, in the smoke-filled basement, Belle's father's upside down in a barrel. As he removes the barrel, his pants fall down.
Papa?
How on earth did that happen?
Revealing pink polka-dotted boxers.
Oh, God.
Are you all right, Papa?
I'm about ready to give up on this hunk of junk.
He pulls his trousers up.
You always say that.
I mean it this time. I'll never get this boneheaded contraption to work.
Yes, you will. And you'll win first prize at the fair tomorrow. And become a world-famous inventor.
You really believe that?
I always have.
Well, what are we waiting for? I'll have this thing fixed in no time. Hand me that dog-legged clincher there. So, did you have a good time in town today?
I got a new book. Papa, do you think I'm odd?
My daughter? Odd? Where would you get an idea like that?
Oh, I don't know. It's just that I'm not sure I fit in here. There's no one I can really talk to.
What about that Gaston? He's a handsome fella.
He's handsome, all right. And rude and conceited and... Oh, Papa, he's not for me.
Well, don't you worry, because this invention's gonna be the start of a new life for us. I think that's done it. Now,
Let's give it a try.
He pulls a lever. A steaming boiler sits with a teapot perched on top. Coils protruding from its spout connect to a spinning piece of wood holding an axe. The axe chops a piece of wood in two, which lands on a spring which flings the pieces onto a wood pile.
It does? It does!
You did it! You really did it!
Hitch up the lead, girl! I'm off to the fair!
Goodbye, Papa! Good luck!
Goodbye, Belle! Take care while I'm gone!
Belle's father rides off through the sunny countryside on top of a Clydesdale, pulling the invention on a tarp-covered wagon.
We should be there by now. Maybe we've missed a turn. I guess I should have taken a... Wait a minute.
The woods become darker. A weathered signpost points in many directions.
No, let's go this way.
Papa's horse pulls in the opposite direction. One path is light and sunny. The other path is dark and misty.
Come on, Philippe. It's a shortcut. We'll be there in no time.
They head down the dark path. Dead leaves swirl in the wind. The ground is rutted and the dead trees are gnarled and bent. The sun is muted overhead. A wolf passes through the trees.
This can't be right. Where have you taken us, Philippe?
We better turn around.
Philippe backs up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that wolf.
That swarm out of a stump. Philippe breaks into a gallop.
Whoa, boy.
They skid to a stop at the edge of a large cliff.
Good boy.
That's back, huh? Steady. Steady.
Philippe rears into the air. Papa tumbles to the ground. Philippe gallops away. Three wolves give chase.
Philippe.
Oh.
Papa picks up his hat. The wolves return. Papa races through the misty underbrush. He stumbles over a tree stump. Before him stands a wrought iron gate 10 times his height.
Help! Is someone there?
Papa clutches at the bars.
Help!
The gate swings open. He stumbles inside. He kicks the gate shut. His hat tumbles to the ground. In deep shadow, the turreted castle stands before him. Inside the castle, in a dimly lit cavernous foyer, sharp fanged gargoyles support the stippled archway.
Hello?
A clock sits next to a lighted 3-pronged candelabra.
Hello?
Poor fellow must have lost his way in the woods.
Keep quiet. Maybe he'll go away.
Is someone there?
Not a word, Lemay. Not one word.
I don't mean to intrude, but I've lost my horse, and I need a place to stay for the night.
Oh, Cogsworth, have a heart.
Cogsworth clasps Lumiere on the mouth. Lumiere claims Cogsworth.
Of course, monsieur, you're welcome here.
Who said that?
Papa picks up Lumiere.
Over here.
Where?
Hello.
He drops Lumiere.
Incredible.
Well, now you've done it, Lumiere. Splendid. Just peachy.
How is this accomplished?
Put me down, at once! Stop that! Stop that, I say! Ow! Sir, close that at once, do you mind?
I beg your pardon, it's just that I've never seen a duck.
Cogsworth wipes his face with his hands.
Oh, you are soaked to the bone, monsieur. Come, warm yourself by the fire.
Thank you. No,
know what the master will do if he fights in here.
I demand that you stop right there.
Oh, no, no, not the master's chair. I'm not seeing this. I am not seeing this.
Well, hello there, boy.
A red footstool wags its tassels and crawls under Papa's feet. A coat rack places a blanket around his shoulders.
What service?
All right, this has gone far enough. I'm in charge here.
How would you like a nice pot of tea, sir? It'll warm you up in no time.
No, no tea.
No tea!
His mustache tickles, Mama.
Oh, hello.
Wind blows through the door. The fire goes out. A teacup hides behind the teapot.
Uh-oh.
A beast with sharp curved horns leaps into the room on four clawed paws. Spike fangs protruding from a lion-like head gleam in the light. Indigo eyes pierce the room.
There's a stranger here.
Master, allow me to explain. The gentleman was lost in the woods. He was cold and wet.
Master, I'd like to take this moment to say I was against this from the start. It was all his fault. I tried to stop them. Would they listen to me? No.
Hogsworth hides under the carpet.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I was lost in the woods and...
You're not welcome here!
I'm sorry.
What are you staring at?
Nothing.
So, you've come to stare at the beast, have you?
Please, I meant no harm. I just needed a place to stay.
I'll give you a place to stay.
The beast picks up Papa and drags him away. Outside Belle's house.
Oh, boy. Belle's gonna get the surprise of her life, huh, Gaston?
Yep. This is her lucky day.
I'd like to thank you all for coming to my wedding. First, I better go in there and propose to the girl. Beautiful. Now, when Belle and I come out that door...
Oh, I know! I know! I strike up the band!
Gaston squishes a trombone on his sidekick's head.
Not yet!
Sorry!
His lips and tongue protrude from the mouthpiece. Belle puts her book down. She goes to the door, pulls a viewfinder down, and looks through. A fishbowl view of Gaston appears. She rolls her eyes.
Gaston, what a pleasant surprise.
Isn't it, though? I'm just full of surprises. You know, Belle, there's not a girl in town who wouldn't love to be in your shoes. This is the day...
He stops at the mirror and licks his teeth while grinning.
This is the day your dreams come true.
What do you know about my dreams, Gaston?
Plenty. Here. Picture this.
His muddy boots rest on her book.
A rustic hunting lodge, my latest kill roasting on the fire, and my little wife massaging my feet. While the little ones play on the floor with the dogs. Oh, we'll have six or seven.
Dogs?
No, Belle. Strapping boys like me.
Imagine that.
And you know who that little wife will be?
Let me think.
You, Belle.
Gaston, I'm speechless. I really don't know what to say.
Say you'll marry me.
I'm very sorry, Gaston, but I just don't deserve you.
He leans close, she turns the doorknob, and he tumbles out. Gaston lands in a mud puddle with a pig on his head.
So, how'd it go?
I'll have Belle for my wife. Make no mistake about that.
Touchy.
Gaston glares and storms off.
Is he gone? Can you imagine? He asked me to marry him. Me, the wife of that boorish, brainless... Madame Gaston, can't you just see it? Madame Gaston, his little wife. No, sir, not me. I guarantee it. I want much more than this provincial life.
She runs through a meadow surrounded by red, green, and yellow leaf trees.
I want adventure in the great wide somewhere. I want it more than I can tell. It might be grand to have someone understand I want so much more than they've got planned. Philippe, what are you doing here? Where's Papa? Where is he, Philippe? What happened? We have to find him. You have to take me to him.
Belle unhitches Philippe outside the castle gate.
What is this place? Philippe, please, steady. Steady.
She opens the gate and picks up Papa's hat.
Papa.
Inside the castle.
Couldn't keep quiet, could we? Just had to invite him to stay, didn't we? Serve him tea, sit in the master's chair, pet the pooch.
I was trying to be hospitable.
Hello? Is anyone here? Hello? Papa? Papa? Are you here?
Mama, there's a girl in the castle.
Now, Chip. I'll not have you making up such wild stories.
Really, Mama? I saw her.
Not another word. But into the tub.
What girl? I saw a girl in the castle.
See? I told ya.
Irresponsible, devil-may-care, waxy-eared, slack-jawed...
Papa?
Did you see that? It's a girl!
I know it's a girl. Girl.
Don't you see? She's the one! The girl we have been waiting for! She has come to break the spell!
Wait a minute!
Lumiere hops after Belle.
Papa?
Lumiere and Cogsworth hide behind a door.
Hello? Is someone here? Wait! I'm looking for my father.
Belle climbs up the spiral stone staircase.
That's funny. I'm sure there was someone. Is anyone here?
Belle?
Papa!
An arm reaches out through a wooden door with iron bars.
How did you find me?
Oh, your hands are like ice. We have to get you out of there.
Belle, I want you to leave this place.
Who's done this to you?
No time to explain. You must go, now.
I won't leave you.
What are you doing here?
Who's there? Who are you?
The master of this castle.
I've come for my father. Please, let him out. Can't you see he's sick?
And he shouldn't have trespassed here.
But he could die. Please, I'll do anything.
There's nothing you can do. He's my prisoner.
Oh, there must be some way I can... Wait!
Belle hangs her head, her eyes downcast.
Take me instead.
You. Take his place?
Belle, no! You don't know what you're doing!
If I did, would you let him go?
Yes. But you must promise to stay here forever.
Come into the light.
The beast towers over Belle. She shrinks back.
No, Belle! I won't let you do this!
You have my word.
Done!
Belle clasps her hands to her face and falls to the floor.
No, Belle, listen to me. I'm old. I've lived my life.
Wait!
Belle!
Wait!
The beast drags Papa away.
No, please spare my daughter. Please!
She's no longer your concern. No. Take him to the village.
Let me out! Please let me out! Let me out!
A horseless carriage with spidery legs crawls across a bridge. The beast storms up the spiral staircase.
Master?
What?
Since the girl is going to be with us for quite some time, I was thinking that you might want to offer her a more comfortable room. Then again, maybe not.
You didn't even let me say goodbye. I'll never see him again. And I didn't get to say goodbye.
I'll show you to your room.
My room? But I thought...
You want to stay in the tower?
No.
Then follow me.
The beast holds Lumiere high, who illuminates the arched walkway. Demonic gargoyles loom overhead. Stone serpents with forked tongues are frozen in poised positions. eyes downcast, a tear rolls down Belle's cheek. The beast's eyes soften.
Say something to her.
Huh? Oh, I hope you like it here. The castle is your home now, so you can go anywhere you like, except the West Wing.
What's in the West
Wing? It's forbidden!
The beast grabs his cape and pulls it close.
Now, if you need anything, my servants will attend you.
Dinner. Invite her to dinner.
You will join me for dinner. That's not a request!
Belle's hands reach for the door. She runs across the room and flings herself on the bed beneath a purple velvet canopy, burying her head. A blizzard rages outside her window. At the tavern.
Who does she think she is? That girl has tangled with the wrong man. No one says no to Gaston.
Darn right.
Dismissed. Rejected. Publicly humiliated. Why, it's more than I can bear.
More beer?
What for? Nothing helps. I'm disgraced.
Who, you? Never. Gaston, you've got to pull yourself together. Gosh, it disturbs me to see you, Gaston, looking so down in the dumps. Every guy here'd love to be you, Gaston, hey! Even when taking your lumps. There's no man in town as admired as you. You're everyone's favorite guy. Everyone's awed and inspired by you. And it's not very hard to see why. No one's slick as Gaston. No one's quick as Gaston. No one's next as incredibly thick as Gaston. For there's no man in town half as manly. Perfect, a pure paragon. You can ask any Tom, Dick, or Stanley, and they'll tell you whose team they prefer to be on. No one's spit like Gaston. No one's got a swell cleft in his chin like Gaston.
As a specimen, yes, I'm intimidating.
I want a guy like Gaston. Give five hurrahs, he will be pissed.
Gaston is the best and the rest is all the rest.
Wrestling match, nobody fights like Gaston.
For there's no one as burly and brawny.
As you see, I've got biceps to spare.
Not a bit of him scraggly or scrawny.
That's right. And every last inch of me's covered with hair.
No one hits like Gaston.
In a spitting match, nobody spits like Gaston.
I'm especially good at expectorating. When I was a lad, I ate 4 dozen eggs every morning to help me get large. And now that I'm grown, I eat 5 dozen eggs, so I'm roughly the size of a barge.
Then goes tromping around wearing boots like Gaston.
I use antlers in all of my decorating.
Help! Someone help me!
Maurice?
Please, please, I need your help. He's got her locked in the dungeon.
Who?
Belle. We must go. Not a minute to lose.
Whoa, slow down, Maurice. Who's got Belle locked in a dungeon?
A beast! A horrible, monstrous beast!
Is it a big beast?
Huge?
With a long, ugly snout?
Hideously ugly.
And sharp, cruel fangs?
Yes, yes. Will you help me?
All right, old man. We'll help you out.
You will? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you!
Two men pick up Papa by the arms and head towards the door.
Crazy old Maurice. He's always good for a laugh.
Papa lands headfirst in a snowdrift.
Crazy old Maurice, Crazy old Maurice. LeFou, I'm afraid I've been thinking.
A dangerous pastime?
I know. But that wacky old coot is Belle's father, and his sanity's only so-so. Now the wheels in my head have been turning since I looked at that loony old man. See, I promised myself I'd be married to Belle, and right now I'm evolving a plan.
If I tried to get out of it,
yes,
then we got out of this.
No, would she?
I can't. Yes.
Now I get it. Let's go.
No one plots like Gaston. Takes cheap shots like Gaston.
Plans to persecute harmless crackpots like Gaston.
Oh, his marriage be soon to be celebrated. My Gaston.
Papa stands alone in the swirling snow.
No one help me!
In Belle's room. Belle's head is buried in her arms.
Who is it?
Mrs. Potts, dear. I thought you might like a spot of tea.
But you're a...
That's against the wardrobe.
Careful!
This is impossible.
I know it is. But here we are.
I told you she was pretty, Mama, didn't I?
All right, Chip, now that'll do.
Mrs. Potts pours into Chip.
Slowly now. Don't spill.
Thank you.
Wanna see me do a trick?
Chip blows tea bubbles.
Chip!
Oops. Sorry.
That was a very brave thing you did, my dear.
We all think so.
But I've lost my father, my dreams, everything.
Cheer up, child. It'll turn out all right in the end. You'll see. Oh, listen to me. Jabbering on while there's a supper to get on the table. Chip!
Bye!
Well now, what shall we dress you in for dinner? Oh, let's see what I got in my drawers.
Moths fly out.
How embarrassing.
Oh, here we are. You'll look ravishing in this one.
That's very kind of you, but I'm not going to dinner.
But you must.
Dinner is served.
What's taking so long? I told her to come down. Why isn't she here yet?
Oh, try to be patient, sir. The girl has lost her father and her freedom all in one day.
Master, have you thought that perhaps this girl could be the one to break the spell?
Of course I have. I'm not a fool.
Good. So, you fall in love with her, she falls in love with you, and poof, the spell is broken. We'll be human again by midnight.
Oh, it's not that easy, Lumiere. These things take time.
But the rose has already begun to wilt.
Oh, it's no use. She's so beautiful, and I'm... Well, look at me!
Oh, you must help her to see past all that.
I don't know how.
Well, you can start by making yourself more presentable. Straighten up. Try to act like a gentleman.
Ah, yes. When she comes in, give her a dashing, debonair smile. Come, show me the smile.
But don't frighten the poor girl.
Impress her with your rapier wit.
But be gentle.
Shower her with compliments.
But be sincere.
And above all,
you must control your temper.
Here she is.
Good evening.
Well, where is she?
The girl. Yes, the girl. Well, actually, she's in the process of... circumstances being what they are, she's not coming.
What?
Your Grace! Your Eminence!
I thought I told you to come down to dinner!
I'm not hungry!
You'll come out or I'll break down the door!
Master, I could be wrong, but that may not be the best way to win the girl's affections.
Please, attempt to be a gentleman.
But she is being so difficult.
Gently, gently.
Will you come down to dinner?
No.
Suave, genteel.
It would give me great pleasure if you would join me for dinner.
Please.
Please.
No, thank you.
You can't stay in there forever.
Yes, I can.
Fine. Then go ahead and starve! If she doesn't eat with me, then she doesn't eat at all.
Dropping on all fours, the beast runs down the hall.
Oh dear, that didn't go very well at all, did it?
Lumiere, stand watch at the door and inform me at once if there is the slightest change.
You can count on me, mon capitaine.
Well, we might as well go downstairs and start cleaning up.
I asked nicely, but she refuses. What does she want me to do? Beg?
He picks up a glowing green hand mirror.
Show me the girl.
Belle and the armoire appear on the surface.
Well, the master's really not so bad once you get to know him. Why don't you give him a chance?
I don't want to get to know him. I don't want to have anything to do with him.
I'm just fooling myself. She'll never see me as anything but a monster.
The enchanted rose hangs suspended under a glass bell. A petal falls.
It's hopeless.
On top of four others, the beast, eyes closed, leans on the table. Shoulders slumped, he puts his hands to his face. In a hallway, Belle emerges. Behind a red curtain, three illuminated spots dance about. Lumiere holds a red lip feather duster in his arms.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I've been bound by you before.
Oh, he drops her.
Zut alors, she has emerged.
Belle walks down a staircase.
Come on, Chip. Into the cupboard with your brothers and sisters.
In the kitchen.
But I'm not sleepy.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I work and I slave all day long, and for what? A culinary masterpiece gone to waste!
Oh, stop your grousing. It's been a long night for all of us.
Well, if you ask me, she was just being stubborn. After all, he could say please.
But if the master doesn't learn to control that temper, he'll never break
it. Splendid to see you out and about, mademoiselle. I am Cogsworth, head of the household. Mrs. Lumiere.
Enchanté, chérie.
If there's something, anything we please can do to make your stay more comfortable.
Ow!
I am a little hungry.
You are? Hear that? She's hungry. Stoke the fire. Break out the silver. Wait the china.
Remember what the master said?
Oh, pish tosh. I'm not about to let the poor child go hungry.
All right, fine. Glass of water, crust of bread, and then...
Cogsworth, I am surprised at you. She's not a prisoner. She's our guest. We must make her feel welcome here. Right this way, mademoiselle.
Well, keep it down. If the master finds out about this, it will be our next.
Of course, of course. But what is dinner without a little music?
Music?
Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now... we invite you to relax, let us pull up a chair, as the dining room proudly presents your dinner.
Lidded trays line up.
Be our guest, be our guest, put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, cherie, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre, why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France, and a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We our guest, be our guest. Beef ragout, cheese souffle, pie and pudding on flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware's entertaining. We tell jokes, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
But it's all in perfect taste that you can best.
Come on and lift your glass. You've won your own free pass to be our guest. If you're stressed, it's fine dining we suggest. Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest. Life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Huh? Suddenly, those good old days are gone.
Oh,
10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting, needing exercise, a chance to use our skills. Most days we just lay around the castle. Flabby, fat, and lazy, you walked in and oopsie-daisy!
It's a guest in, for guest's sakes, alive and I'll be blessed. Wine's been poured and thank the Lord, I've had the napkins freshly pressed. With dessert, she'll want tea, and my dear, that's fine with me. While the cups do their soft chewing, I'll be bubbling, I'll be brewing. I'll get warm, I've been hot. Heaven's sakes, is that a spot? Clean it up, we want the company impressed. We've got a lot to do. Is it one love or two? For you, our guest.
She's our guest.
She's our guest. Our guest will keep over. Over here, line up. Not
sing you off to sleep as you digest. Tonight you'll prop your feet up, but for now let's eat up. Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest. Please be our guest.
The table is full of silverware, champagne bottles popping their corks and dancing plates.
Bravo! That was wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, mademoiselle. Good show, wasn't it? Yeah, everyone. My goodness, look at the time. Now it's off to bed, off to bed.
Oh, I couldn't possibly go to bed now. It's my first time in an enchanted castle.
Enchanted? Who said anything about the castle being enchanted? It was you, wasn't it?
I figured it out for myself. Oh, no. I'd like to look around, if that's all right.
Oh, would you like a tour?
Wait a second. I'm not sure that's such a good idea. We can't let her go poking around in certain places, if you know what I mean.
Perhaps you'd like to take me. I'm sure you know everything there is to know about the castle.
Oh, well, actually, I do. As you can see, the pseudo-facade was stripped away to reveal a minimalist rococo design. Note the unusual inverted vaulted ceilings. This is yet another example of the late neoclassic Baroque period. And, as I always say, if it's not Baroque, don't fix it. As you were. Now then, if I may draw your attention to the flying buttresses above the, mademoiselle?
Belle walks up a red velvet staircase.
What's up there?
Where? There? Oh, nothing. Absolutely nothing of interest at all in the West Wing. Dusty, dull, very boring.
Ah, so that's the West Wing.
Oh, nice going.
I wonder what he's hiding up there.
Hiding? The master is hiding nothing.
Then it wouldn't be forbidden.
Perhaps mademoiselle would like to see something else. We have exquisite tapestries dating all the way back to...
Maybe later.
The gardens or the library, perhaps.
You have a library?
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, indeed.
With books?
Scans of books.
Mountains of books.
Forests of books.
Cascades.
Cloudbursts.
Swamps of books.
More books than you'll ever be able to read in a lifetime. Books on every subject ever studied.
Lumiere and Cogsworth walk down the hall. Belle follows, then turns around and pads up the stairs. Belle walks down a darkened hallway, past a shattered mirror. She approaches a large wooden door inlaid with a snarling beast head. She glances over her shoulder and reaches for the door. She enters a room in disarray. Shattered furniture is strewn about. Oh, she knocks into a table.
Oh,
portrait of a young man with indigo eyes is slashed. She joins two pieces, her eyes narrow. She turns towards a pink glow. Belle approaches the jar. A portrait of a young man with indigo eyes is slashed. She joins two pieces, her eyes narrow. She turns towards a pink glow. Belle approaches the jar covering the enchanted rose. She removes the cover and reaches for the rose. Steam billows from the beast's nostrils.
Huh?
He puts the lid back on.
Why did you come here?
I'm sorry.
I warned you never to come here.
I didn't mean any harm.
Do you realize what you could have done?
He strikes the table.
Stop!
Get out!
No!
Get out!
Belle flees. The beast's blazing eyes soften. His shoulders slump as he puts his face into his hand.
Going.
Promise or no promise, I can't stay here another minute.
Oh, no, wait. Please. Please wait.
Belle opens the outside door. Snow swirls about. Belle enters the forest astride Philippe. Galloping, he breaks through the snow, falling into the water. Philippe swims to shore. A pack of five wolves steps out in front of Philippe. He rears up, knocking Belle to the ground. Philippe's reins catch on a branch. Belle swings with a stick at the wolves. They creep closer. The beast emerges, lips pulled back, teeth bared, attacking the wolves. They pounce, knocking the beast to the ground. They tear at his fur. He leaps up, tossing the wolves aside with his muscular arms. The wolves retreat. The beast falls to the ground. Belle starts to mount Philippe, hesitates, then turns. She covers him with her cape. Philippe carries the beast. In the castle, Belle pours steaming water from Mrs. Pot's spout. Belle dips and wrings a white cloth.
Here now. Oh, don't do that.
She kneels in front of him.
Just hold still.
That hurts!
If you'd hold still, it wouldn't hurt as much.
Well, if you hadn't have run away, this wouldn't have happened.
If you hadn't frightened me, I wouldn't have run away.
Well, you shouldn't have been in the West Wing!
Well, you should learn to control your temper. Now hold still. This might sting a little.
Hmm?
By the way, thank you for saving my life.
His eyes widen. Their eyes meet.
You're welcome.
Inside the tavern, Gaston, Le Fou, and a sharp-beaked-nosed, gray-skinned man sit at a table.
I don't usually leave the asylum in the middle of the night, but he said you'd make it worth my while.
Gaston throws a sack onto the table.
I'm listening.
It's like this. I've got my heart set on marrying Belle, but she needs a little persuasion.
Turned him down flat.
Everyone knows her father's a lunatic.
He was in here tonight, raving about a beast in a castle.
Maurice is harmless.
The point is, Belle would do anything to keep him from being locked up.
Yeah, even marry him.
So you want me to throw her father into the asylum unless she agrees to marry you? Oh, that is despicable. I love it.
The man's red eyes gleam. In Belle's house.
If no one will help me, then I'll go back alone. Is that everything? I don't care what it takes. I'll find that castle and somehow I'll get her out of there.
He leaves the house. Papa has long johns and rolls of parchment stuffed into a leather pouch, a lantern, and his hat.
Belle? Maurice?
Oh, well. Guess it's not gonna work after all.
They have to come back sometime, and when they do, we'll be ready for them. LeFou, don't move from that spot until Belle and her father come home.
But,
LeFou lands in a snowdrift outside the house.
Ah, nuts!
Snow buries him. Outside the castle, Belle walks Philippe in the sun.
And when they do, we'll be ready for them. LeFou, don't move from that spot until Belle and her father come home.
LeFou lands in a snowdrift outside the house.
Ah, nuts!
Snow buries him. Outside the castle, Belle walks Philippe in the sunny, snow-covered garden. The Beast, Cogsworth, and Lumiere observe from a balcony high above. The footstool romps in the snow and leaps into Belle's arms. The Beast looks down at his bandaged arm.
I've never felt this way about anyone. I want to do something for her. But what?
Well, there's the usual things. Flowers, chocolates, promises you don't intend to keep.
Ah, no, no. It has to be something very special. Something that sparks her interest. Wait a minute.
Belle, there's something I want to show you. But first, you have to close your eyes. It's a surprise.
The Beast grins as he waves his hand in front of Belle's closed eyes. Smiling, he leads Belle by the hands through open doors.
Can I open them?
No, not yet. Wait here.
Sunlight touches Belle's face. Eyes still closed, she smiles.
Now can I open them?
All right. Now.
A large blue-painted room with gilded trim holds books as high as one can see.
I can't believe it. I've never seen so many books in all my life.
You like it?
It's wonderful.
Then it's yours.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, would you look at that?
I knew it would work.
What works?
It's very encouraging.
Isn't this exciting?
I didn't see anything.
Melanchip. There's chores to be done in the kitchen.
But what are they talking about? What's going on? Come on, Mom.
At the dining table, the Beast, wearing a green waistcoat, sits across from Belle in a pink gown. Belle nibbles delicately with a spoon. Her eyes widen. The Beast's snout disappears in his bowl. The Beast wipes his face on his sleeve. Mrs. Potts throws her gaze to a nearby spoon. The Beast picks up the spoon and dribbles oatmeal into his gaping mouth. Belle puts her spoon down and smiles. She sips from her bowl. The Beast smiles, picks up his bowl, toasts, and sips. Outside the castle, Belle and the Beast eat some birds.
There's something sweet and almost kind, but he was mean and he was coarse and unrefined. And now he's dear and so unsure, I wonder why I didn't see it there before.
She glanced this way, I thought I saw. And when we touched, she didn't shudder at my paw. No, it can't be. I'll just ignore. But then she's never looked at me that way before.
Alarming. Who'd have ever thought that this could be true? That he's no Prince Charming, but there's something in him that I simply didn't see.
Well, who'd have thought?
Well, bless my soul.
Well, who'd have known?
Well, who indeed?
And who'd have guessed it come together on their own?
It's so peculiar.
Well, wait and see. A few days more. There may be something there that wasn't there before.
Belle and the Beast read by the fire.
You know, perhaps there's something there that wasn't there before.
What?
There may be something there that wasn't there before.
What's there, Mama?
I'll tell you when you're older.
The coat rack scrubs the Beast, who sits in a sudsy bathtub.
Tonight is the night.
I'm not sure I can do this.
You don't have time to be timid. You must be bold, daring.
Bold, daring.
There will be music, romantic candlelight, provided by myself. And when the moment is right, you confess your love.
Yes, I can... No, I can't.
You care for the girl, don't you?
More than anything.
Well, then, you must tell her.
The coat rack trims the Beast.
Voila! Oh, you look so, so...
stupid.
Not quite the word I was looking for. Perhaps a little more off the top.
Your lady awaits.
Belle appears wearing a bell-shaped gown in yellow. The sleeves rest off her shoulders. Yellow gloves rise past her elbows. Smiling at each other, they descend arm in arm down the red velvet-covered stairs.
Tale as old as time. True as it can be. Barely even friends. Then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change. Small to say the least. Both a little scared. Neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same. Ever a surprise. Ever as before. Ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time. Tune as old as song. Bittersweet and strange. Finding you can change. Learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun. Rising in the east. Tale as old as time. Song as old as rhyme. Beauty and the Beast. Shh. Tale as old as time. Song as old as rhyme. Beauty and the Beast. Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Not love.
Chip hops off. Belle and the Beast sit out on the terrace. Belle looks down, smiling. She fidgets with her dress. The Beast grins, looks away, then turns toward Belle. He moves closer.
Belle?
He takes her hand.
Are you happy here with me?
Yes. She smiles, then looks away as her smile fades.
What is it?
If only I could see my father again. Just for a moment. I miss him so much.
The beast furrows his brow. Then his eyes widen. He grins broadly.
There is a way. This mirror will show you anything. Anything you wish to see.
I'd like to see my father, please.
Papa fights a heavy wind. He collapses.
Papa! No. He's sick. He may be dying, and he's all alone.
The beast touches the glass encasing the wilting dark pink rose.
Then, you must go to him.
What did you say?
I release you. You're no longer my prisoner.
You mean I'm free?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Hold on, Papa. I'm on my way.
She hands him the mirror.
Take it with you, so you'll always have a way to look back and remember me.
He caresses her hair.
Thank you for understanding how much he needs me.
She strokes his cheek.
Well, Your Highness, I must say everything is going just swimmingly. I knew you had it in you.
I let her go.
Yes, yes. You. What? How could you do that?
I had to.
Yes, but why?
Because I love her.
He did what?
Yes. I'm afraid it's true.
He's going away?
But he was so close.
After all this time, he's finally learned to love.
That's it then. That should break the spell.
But it's not enough. She has to love him in return.
And now it's too late.
Chip hops away. Belle and Philippe race through the woods. Papa lies motionless, face down in a pile of snow. Belle leads Papa into their house. LeFou's arms stick out of a snowman.
They're back!
LeFou, blue face, dashes off.
Belle!
Shh!
In the house.
It's all right, Papa. I'm home.
I thought I'd never see you again.
I missed you so much.
But the beast, how did you escape?
I didn't escape, Papa. He let me go.
That horrible beast?
But he's different now, Papa. He's changed somehow.
Chip and the enchanted mirror fall out of the leather bag.
Hi!
Oh, a stowaway.
Why, hello there, little fella. Didn't think I'd see you again.
Belle, why'd you go away? Don't you like us anymore?
Oh, Chip, of course I do. It's just that... May I help you?
I've come to collect your father.
My father?
Don't worry, mademoiselle. We'll take good care of him.
My father's not crazy?
He was raving like a lunatic. We all heard him, didn't we?
I won't let you.
Belle?
Maurice! Tell us again, old man. Just how big was the beast?
He was enormous. I'd say at least 8. No, more like 10 feet.
Well, you don't get much crazier than that.
It's true, I tell you.
Get him out of here.
Adore me.
No, you can't do this.
Poor Belle. It's a shame about your father.
You know he's not crazy, Gaston.
I might be able to clear up this little misunderstanding. If
what?
If you marry me.
What?
One little word, Belle, that's all it takes.
Never.
Have it your way.
Belle! Go off me!
My father's not crazy, and I can prove it. Show me the beast!
She holds the magic mirror. The beast appears on the surface.
Is it dangerous?
Oh, no, no, he'd never hurt anyone. Please, I know he looks vicious, but he's really kind and gentle. He's my friend.
If I didn't know better, I'd think you had feelings for this monster.
He's no monster, Gaston. You are.
She's as crazy as the old man.
The beast will make off with your children. He'll come after them in the night.
No.
We're not safe till his head is mounted on my wall. I say we kill the beast.
We're not safe until he's dead.
He'll come stalking us at night.
Said to sacrifice our children to his monstrous appetite.
He'll wreak havoc on our village if we let him wander free.
So it's time to take some action, boys. It's time to follow me. Through the woods, through the darkness and the shadows. It's a nightmare, but it's one exciting ride. Say a prayer, then we're there at the drawbridge of a castle, and there's something truly terrible inside. It's a beast. He's got fangs, razor sharp ones, massive paws, killer claws for the feast. Hear him roar, see him foam, but we're not coming home till he's dead. Good and dead! Kill the beast!
No, I won't let you do this.
If you're not with us, you're against us. Bring the old man!
Get your hands off me!
We can't have them running off to warn the creature!
Let us out!
We'll rid the village of this beast! Who's with me?
Mount your torch, mount your horse!
Screw your courage to the sticking place!
We're counting on Gaston to lead the way! Through a mist, to a wood, we're within a haunted castle. Something's lurking that you don't see every day. Is a beast one as tall as a mountain? We won't rest till he's good and deceased. Sally forth, Sally ho, and the sword, and the glove. There's the Lord, and here we go.
We'll lay siege to the castle and bring back his head.
In Papa's workshop.
I have to warn the beast. This is all my fault. Oh, Papa, what are we going to do?
No. We'll think of something.
Chip peers inside. He glances back and spies Papa's wood chopping machine. Oh. The axe gleams in the moonlight.
We don't like what we don't understand. In fact, it scares us, and this monster is mysterious at least. Bring your guns, bring your knives, save your children and your wives. We'll save our village and our lives. We'll kill the beast.
I knew it. I knew it was foolish to get our hopes up.
Maybe it would have been better if she'd never come at all. Could it be?
Is it she?
Sacre bleu! Invaders!
Encroachers!
And they are the mirror.
Warn the master. If it's a fight they want, we'll be ready for them. Who's with me?
Take whatever booty you can find. But remember, the beast is mine!
The winter blaze scatters high. People marching into battle. I'm afraid although the danger does increase. Raise the flag, sing a song. Here we come, the beast is strong. And 50 Frenchmen can be wrong. Let's kill the beast!
Pardon me, master.
Leave me in peace.
But, sir, the castle is under attack.
Kill the beast! Kill the beast!
This isn't working.
Halunia, we must do something.
Wait, I know.
Kill the beast!
What should we do, master?
It doesn't matter now. Just let them come.
Kill the beast!
Chairs, armoires, beer steins, plates, buckets, and pots line the hall, motionless. The crowd enters. LeFou picks up Lumiere.
Now!
The furniture springs to life. The coat rack boxes a man in the nose. Books, plates, and silverware fly in all directions. A man is knocked over a chair. He rolls into a rug, which rolls back into a chest that closes and licks its lips. Outside Belle's house. Papa's invention turns. Chip blows air on the coals.
Here we go!
The invention races down the hill towards the workshop doors.
What the devil?
Belle, look out!
The axe chops through the workshop doors.
You guys gotta try this thing.
At the castle. Fiersteins fling tomatoes from their lids.
Up here, you scotty scum! Now!
Steaming tea pours from Mrs. Potts in her cups. The armoire leaps from the second floor, squishing one of the intruders. The armoire engulfs a man. He emerges wearing a green skirt and high heels, a purple bra and bloomers, pearl necklace, star earrings, and makeup. The foo has Lumiere pinned in a corner with a burning stick. Cogsworth, wearing a Napoleon hat, musket, and scissors, glides down a railing, scissors pointing forward straight into LeFou's rear end. Belle and Papa ride Philippe. A man plucks the feather duster. Lumiere runs between his legs, burning him. Lumiere catches the duster, smiling broadly. A group of men chase the footstool. He runs into the kitchen. Doors open and gleaming knives fly out towards the men. The intruders scamper away, screaming out of the castle into the pouring rain. The household jumps up and down, smiling.
And stay out!
Lumiere kisses Cogsworth, who wrinkles his nose. In the Beast's room, the Beast sits in the dark. The drooping rose glows red. Gaston enters and draws his bow. The Beast glances at him, shoulders slumped, and turns away. The arrow pierces the Beast's back. Gaston pushes him out of the window into the pelting rain. Gaston kicks him. The Beast falls to another balcony.
Get up.
The Beast slowly looks to Gaston.
Get up! What's the matter, Beast? Too kind and gentle to fight back.
The Beast closes his eyes and lies motionless. Gaston rips a stone spike off the wall.
No!
He approaches the Beast.
Belle.
No! Gaston, don't!
The Beast grabs the spike. He rises on his hind legs, towering above Gaston.
Let's go, Philippe!
They struggle. Belle enters the castle.
Come on out and fight! Were you in love with her, Beast? Did you honestly think she'd want you when she had someone like me?
Gaston swings the spike.
It's over, Beast! Belle is mine!
The Beast's eyes narrow. He leaps and grabs Gaston by the throat, dangling him over the edge.
Let me go! Please! Don't hurt me! I'll do anything! Anything!
Teeth clenched, nostrils flared, the Beast's eyes narrow. Slowly, his face softens. His eyes become wider.
Get out.
Beast!
Belle.
Belle on a balcony extends her hand. The Beast climbs up to the roof.
Belle.
He reaches Belle, engulfing her hand in his paw.
You came back.
He strokes her cheek. She smiles. Gaston plunges a knife into the Beast's side. Gaston loses his footing. He falls off the roof into a deep ravine. The Beast collapses on the balcony.
I came back. I couldn't let them. Oh, this is all my fault. If only I'd gotten here sooner. like that. You'll be all right. We're together now. Everything's going to be fine. You'll see.
The beast puts his paw to her cheek.
At least I got to see you one last time.
Her tears flow into his palm. His eyes roll back into his head, then close. He lies motionless.
No, no. Please, please, please don't leave me. I love you.
The last red petal falls. Lumiere, Mrs. Potts, and Cogsworth avert their eyes. A pink beam shoots from the sky. Shooting stars cascade in a rainbow of blue, green, yellow, and pink, raining down on the beast. He floats off the floor. Glowing greenness surrounds the beast. His limbs twitch. An outstretched paw transforms to a glowing human hand. Beams of light stream from his fingertips. She stares wide-eyed. Hind legs become feet, his toes beam light. The beast's face shoots out beams of light and becomes that of the prince. Drifts to the ground. He slowly rises. Looking at himself, then turns.
Belle, it's me.
She looks into his indigo blue eyes. She reaches out to touch him, then strokes his hair.
It is you!
They kiss. An arcing blue light swirls around them and shoots off the balcony. Exploding fireworks rain down. The gloomy castle transforms to a sunny rose-filled castle. Gargoyles morph into beautiful statues.
Lumiere? Cogsworth? Oh, Mrs. Potts! Look at us!
Mama!
Chip transforms into a blonde-haired boy. He sits on a footstool, which becomes a shaggy dog.
My goodness. It is a miracle!
In the ballroom, the prince and Belle kiss.
Ah, l'amour.
A maid in a short dress holds a duster as she struts by.
Well, Lumiere, old friend, shall we let bygones be bygones?
Of course, mon ami. I told you she would break the spell.
I beg your pardon, old friend. But I believe I told you.
No, you didn't. I told you.
You most certainly did not, you pompous, paraffin-headed thiever.
Oh, God. You overgrown pocket watch.
Oh, take that. Stop shopping.
The prince and Belle waltz. Papa watches.
Are they going to live happily ever after, Mama?
Of course, my dear. Of course.
Do I still have to sleep in the cupboard?
Narrated by Nicole Parsons. Written by Nicole Parsons. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com. directed by Gary Truesdale and Kurt Wise, produced by Don Han, executive producer Howard Ashman, animation screenplay by Linda Wolverton, songs by Howard Ashman and Alan Menken, original score by Alan Menken, associate producer Sarah MacArthur, art director Brian McKenty, edited by John Carnican, Belle, Paige O'Hara, Beast, Robbie Benson, Gaston, Richard White, Lumiere, Jerry Orbach, Cogsworth, David Ogden Stiers, Mrs. Potts, Angela Lansbury, Chip, Bradley Michael Pierce, Maurice, Rex Everhart, LeFou, Jesse Corti, Philippe, Al Smith, Wardrobe, Joanne Worley. Give her just the same.